Southeast Alaska's summer salmon troll fishery opens July 1st. That's the same day nearly 15,000 state workers could be out of work. Among those is Grant Hagerman, a state fisheries biologist managing the fishery from Sitka.
Honestly, we're planning not to be here unless we hear differently on July 1. And with that, that summer fishery does not commence.
Many of Alaska's fisheries are operated by emergency order. That means fisheries open and closed based on real-time data and biologists like Hagerman's professional judgment. But he's not part of the special class that will keep public safety officials like the Alaska State Troopers on the job.
You'd think that, you know, we would have had a message maybe from, you know, administration from ever just saying that here are, you know, the exempt or partially exempt or, you know, whatever job classes that could remain open. But we didn't get anything like that. I think it's just pink slips across the board if they don't pass. So it's really scary, you know, not just for us losing our jobs, but I mean, we manage a fishery with 1,000 permit holders in Southeast. So it affects a lot of people. But I have faith that they'll get something agreed to.
Even at the top of the ladder, agency leaders say they don't have many answers. Rick Green, a special assistant to the commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, says this is the closest his agency has come to actually shutting down.
We, as a state, are on uncharted ground because I think last time the closest it ever got was it resolved like 9 days before or 8 days before. So we're closer than we've ever been before.
Green says the department is operating with the hope that the budget discussion will be resolved before that deadline.
It's a big question, but it's one that we're not addressing, and we're hoping with best intent that this comes to a resolve and we don't have to change anything.
This lack of clarity is stressful for everyone in the industry, says Amy Daugherty, executive director of the Alaska Trollers Association.
Many of our guys head out of town in preparation for the July 1st opening a few days in advance, obviously. And we're coming right up on that within the next few days. So, you know, this is incredible that we're going to be so directly impacted by these huge decisions, which, you know, are way over our head.
Ketchikan Representative Dan Ortez, an independent, says he and most of his legislative peers understand the gravity of the situation.
Any kind of commercial fishing where it requires management, on-site management of the department, is in jeopardy.
The main sticking point, he says, was a procedural vote in which four Republican House members refused to set the effective date of the budget to July 1st. It's part of a larger battle over the size of the permanent fund dividend checks for Alaskans.
And so therefore, we are where we are. We all are aware that, you know, if we don't get that thing done, or if we can convince the governor that he doesn't have to have it done in order for him to enact the budget, either of those two things would prevent a government shutdown.
The economic impact of shutting down Alaska's lucrative commercial salmon season would be huge, especially in places like Bristol Bay, which peaks in July. Dan Lesh, a Juneau-based fisheries consultant with McKinley Research, looked at the value of salmon landed over the past 5 years. He says that on average, about $316 million worth of salmon is typically taken in the month of July alone.
Over 50%, 52% over the last 5 years of the value of our overall salmon harvest for the year was in the month of July, and that's valued to the fishermen.
And even if state workers go back to work just a week or so late, the damage could be done. That's because most salmon species are heading towards rivers and streams. It's not possible for the fishing fleet to get a second chance for intercepting a lot of them.
The only species that might be able to make up harvest would be king salmon. The other fisheries are all timed to runs that are, as the fish are entering spawning habitat. They're not available for harvest later on in the summer.
The potential $316 million loss in payments to fishermen doesn't include the possible impacts to seafood processors and other shoreside support for Alaska's commercial fleet. With additional reporting by KDLG's Izzy Ross in Dillingham and Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick in Juneau, I'm Sage Smiley in Wrangell.